finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, on this 29th day of January 2007. My guest today, Dr. Adrian Krieg, is going to join us here in a few minutes, and looking forward to that. In the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, I will address... A lot of you folks out there probably listening by satellite or shortwave right now. We're working on the internet streams, putting them back up. We were hacked over the weekend, and I'll go into further explanation of that in the second hour of today's program. But suffice it to say, it's been an interesting couple of days. And I already hear the radio war heating up out there. Accusations are flying fast, and I just heard, and I wasn't aware of this. I just heard that I've called the federales. No, that can't be further from the truth. That is the system that is the de facto government, not the de jure government out there. To deal with these people, I'd much rather deal with street corner thugs than I would the FBI or anybody else out there. So we'll cover all of that in the second hour. I know a lot of people have questions out there, and I will do my best to answer those questions. What I did discover, and the network itself and the internet side of this, it was being transitioned from a gentleman, and it was to be a seamless transition, but there's something happened there. Something happened on the way to this rabbit hole, and what we discovered is a little collusion by several members of this network to start up a new network and to strip this network of employees and advertisers and talk show host. We the People Radio Network, I do believe that is WeThePeople.com, WeThePeopleRadioNetwork.com, and not good stuff. If people were to tell me, and while I'm paying them, by the way, for doing their services here, a quiet little thing was going on behind the scenes. Honorable people do not do that. If somebody were to approach me and say, hey, we're going to start our own network, I'd say, fine, give me a few days or a few weeks to find your replacement, shake their hands, and say good luck. I think what we need in this movement, ladies and gentlemen, is more radio programming with more information being put out there, not these stupid little radio wars. They're panicked for a reason, and I'll go into it in the second hour. But first up, this hour, a little bit of sanity. Dr. Adrian Krieg will join us here in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer.
Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We have this afternoon Dr. Adrian Krieg. Good afternoon, Doctor. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you, John?
I am doing well, sir. Couldn't be finer if I was sitting right now in Carolina, as they always say. Doctor,
it might be a little cold in Carolina, you know.
Well, it ain't that warm here in Texas, neither. We got a cold front coming this way. We're probably going to have more ice storms like we had last week. It wasn't a pleasant time down here.
Pain in the neck, aren't they?
Well, I'm telling you, it's about global warming, isn't it?
Oh yeah. I just spoke to a friend of mine in the town I used to live in, New Hampshire, and he said it was 19 below zero.
That doesn't sound
that
like
global warming.
This is mighty odd. Now they're saying that these weather patterns are sweeping across the desert southwest down here is El Nino, and we expect that what every 5 to 6 years El Nino comes rolling in or however it visits us. And I'm looking at this, but I'm watching the rhetoric. I watched Al Gore with a sustainable prince over there in England. Laying on the accolades, and global warming is a big issue. I've been watching C-SPAN. I've been watching our politicians here in the United States. Oh, well, most of the 90% plus of the scientists out there agree it's global warming. But they're being more careful now. They're saying that a certain percentage, they're not saying what percentage, but a certain percentage of this stuff is due to mankind and his CO2 emissions and so on and so forth. You did an article back in 1992 about global warming, and you called it schlock science. Where did it come from, Doctor?
During the Cold War, the KBG developed a number of environmental computer models. And they did this in order to, it was part of their strategy to deindustrialize the West. And these computer models are actually sort of comical. The first one they came up with to prove global warming was a planet Earth without any oceans that was as smooth as a billiard ball. I guess that's all the computer knowledge they had, and that's the way they solved it. The next one they did is they did one just simply with the topography, but with no oceans. And they've done several more of these. The last ones were just prior to the collapse of the, what you call Ronnie's evil empire. And that's where almost all of the information relating to global warming came from. The fact of the matter is that all of man's input into the atmosphere accounts for less than 10% of the total amount. In America's portion at it is about 3.7%. If we shut down every car, every power plant, anything that produced any hydrocarbon emissions, it would have absolutely no effect on the global environment. It's just a bunch of rubbish. And you can actually prove this quite easily. The climate of the planet Earth works very much like a sine wave, in that you have cold periods and you have hot periods. In the Middle Ages, we had a mini ice age, which was terrible. Before that, in about the 9th century, the Vikings went to Greenland, and they farmed very heavily on Greenland because it was during a portion of a warming cycle. And we know this historically to be a fact, and we are now getting close to the crest of one of these warmer periods. And when that peaks out, it'll start to get cooler again. And it's been doing that forever. And all of this garbage, I mean, I don't know if any of your listeners read Al Gore's book, Earth in the Balance, but I did, and in the first 40 pages, I think I located somewhere around 65 technical mistakes. Of course, he's not the author of the book. He had a ghost written. He does the same thing as Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Bob Bennett and all of these people as politicians. They all have these books ghostwritten for them, and they don't even know what's in them. So that's about the story on global warming.
Well, and, it's rather fascinating to me because we know, Doctor, that this is a part of Agenda 21. We know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we know the subtleties and the hammer over the head type of situation with the environment. You know, I seem to remember, I said to my wife last night, I said, you know, I'm watching this stuff on television with global warming. I'm watching these politicians and all the talking heads talking all of this up as if it's 100% real and true science. And I said to her, I said, where's the Audubon Society? I remember for years they used to say, you know, well, CO2 emissions, yeah, they might be on the rise, but you know how you can combat that? Plant a tree. Have you seen the Audubon Society, or have you seen anybody with ads telling you to plant trees anymore?
Actually, people aren't aware of this, but there are 1,400 atmospheric scientists, and we're not talking about guys which don't even have a high school diploma. We're talking about atmospheric scientists. These are people who are graduate weathermen, people who deal with the atmosphere and atmospheric issues. 1,400 of them have signed a long and encompassing statement that says that this is all a bunch of baloney. You know, so there is far from unanimity. The people who push this type of thing are the Al Gores who flunked out of Harvard and people like that.
Well, as long as you have Arm & Hammer that has been the money flow for the Gore family for how many years, I guess your college...
You betcha.
Yeah, I guess your college degree doesn't really matter.
You betcha. I mean, you know, and who was Arm & Hammer's father? He was an abortionist who was the founder of the American Communist Party in New York City.
You know, this just keeps coming around full circle. I was talking to an individual today. Actually, it was a lawyer. And he told me that I'm a conservative Republican, and he said, but I don't like what's going on. And I said, well, the Republican Party has been hijacked by the PNAC crew. And I said, and the left or the Democrats have been hijacked by the, how did I put it, the water-carrying Marxist out there. And a lot of people do not understand, Doctor, how this socialism and communism has crept into our society.
Well, you know, it's very, very unfortunate because the facts relating to communism are that it is a completely failed economic system. It has never ever worked in a single place in the history of its existence, and was the development of the Illuminati. The Illuminati developed the 10 basic core beliefs that Marx later published in London, England, but in a German language. Marx, as you know, was a German, and he didn't have the ability to translate the Illuminist documents, which were developed in about 1776 in Bavaria. So he just simply, he got a hold of these things, and he simply rewrote them in more modern German and published them. And if you look at the tenets of communism in the published issue of the Communist Manifesto, you would be absolutely amazed to find that almost all of their principles have been inculcated in our political process. Graduated income tax, state control of education,
centralized banking,
state control of health care.
Yeah.
All of these things were the basic tenets of communism.
Well, now we're witnessing wealth distribution on a global scale. We have knocking on our doorstep here, and thanks to George Bush Jr., we have the SPP agreement that was a signed agreement between Canada and Mexico and the United States, March of 2005, I do believe. And here we are looking at the infrastructure being built, literally the infrastructure being built right under our feet down here in Texas with the Trans-Texas Corridor and all of these things. I want you to talk a little bit, because you'd written extensively on NAFTA and the Free Trade Area of Americas. They're trying to put a happy face on this deal, saying it's a North American Union, but they're even still in denial. And this is coming right out of the Commerce Department's in Washington, D.C. That's where they've got their working groups. They've got over 20 of them there working overtime to help bring us into the global governance scheme. If you would...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll be delighted to do that, and I will tell you a very recent occurrence, actually 3 days ago. For the better part of 5 years, I have been trying to get a copy of the FTAA proposal, which, as you know, is a proposal. I think it's pretty much deep six now, because Argentina, Venezuela, Colombia, Bolivia, they will have absolutely nothing to do with it. So I think, you know, the vision that these people had of creating a single market economy for North and South America is sort of in limbo at this point.
All right. Hold that thought, Doctor. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Dr. Adrian Krieg. More conversation with this fine gentleman right after this. Stay tuned.
America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest this afternoon, Dr. Adrian Krieg. You've got, sir, many, many books that you have written. What is your latest book?
I guess the latest book I have out is Money. It's called Money, a Primer. And you can get it from RBN.
All right, very good. I appreciate that. Now, I just wanted to get a plug in for your book there. When we're talking about the Free Trade Area of America, and what you said was before the break that many countries are not going along with this, we also know that Hugo Chavez out of Venezuela, he's been raked over the coals in the U.S. media because he sees through this. He does not want to be part of a global governance scheme. And I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop for people like Mr. Chavez or anybody else, the head of any of these other countries in South America, wherever, a little nation building or restructuring so they fall into compliance. Now, economically, they tried to set these countries up before with huge dam projects, and, you know, they were going
well,
to...
I think the World Bank is the instrument that they use, and, of course... Chavez has, I don't think they're about the third largest oil exporter in the world, so he has lots of cash. And what he did is he bailed Bolivia and Argentina out from the World Bank. and he gave them the money to pay off their debt. And so they are now out from under our banks because the World Bank is essentially the American bank. And so, you know, that. But what I wanted to say, John, that's really interesting, is I had been demanding from the State Department for 5 years under the Freedom of Information Act to get copies of this agreement. And they have refused. They have stonewalled. I started to get some information 3 days ago. So that's interesting. But I think that people need to understand what the consequences of NAFTA were and why this is a really rotten deal for us. First of all, NAFTA was first proposed to what is called the District Export Councils. Now, prior to the Clinton administration, there was an organization or an organizational structure in every state of the union, and every state had what was called a District Export Council or a DEC. The DECs consisted of between 15 and 20 manufacturers within that state, and they would make critiques or recommendations on proposals made by politicians and bureaucrats within the Department of Commerce relating to trade. Of course, the DECs no longer exist today, not in any functional way. They've been replaced by, as you said, about 15 or 20 internal agencies. And the reason they did that is because the DECs represented usually pretty strong opposition to some of these goofy ideas that these politicians came up with. Now, to make it very, very simple to understand, NAFTA was enacted about 10 years ago. It was, by the way, enacted illegally because it was done by an executive order. And in the Article 1 of the Constitution, it clearly says that such action is not possible by the executive. Only with the approval of the House and the Senate
right.
can a treaty be enacted. That's why they call it an agreement rather than a treaty. Now, before this, 10 years ago, we had a $5.7 billion trade surplus every single year with Mexico. Today, we have 10 years later, we have a $50 billion deficit with Mexico every single year. So, if you're talking in general terms, we've lost $55 billion worth of business due to CAFTA. What does Bush the Lesser do? Bush the Lesser expands this and starts and sets up a new treaty called CAFTA, which is the same thing as NAFTA, but now includes all the Caribbean basin. And what do the idiots do? We send to Congress, they vote for it. CAFTA was enacted, and it will expand or change our trade structure in Central America, and it will again mean that we will lose business that we have in surplus with most Caribbean basin nations, and we'll turn that all into deficits. That's only the tip of the iceberg, because the other fact, which is even more distressing, is that 3,000 American manufacturing plants have been shut down. They've been shut down. The people have been put out to pasture, and the people who own these plants opened plants in Mexico. And the reason they did that is because they can produce in Mexico at a much lower cost. And if there's no duty coming into the United States, they don't have to deal with labor unions in Mexico. All they have to do is bribe the local police chief. They don't need to have workman's compensation. They don't have to pay Social Security taxes. They don't have to. All they have to do is pay these people $1.45 to $1.50 an hour, and that's it. And the people are happy to work at that rate because before they were getting $1.30. So if you're basically a manufacturer of something, you have the option of either producing that product in the United States, and if there's no duty with Mexico, you can produce it in Mexico, and you can produce it in Mexico for $1.50 an hour with no Social Security, workman's compensation, labor compensation laws, labor unions, none of that stuff. Or you can produce it here in the United States where your cost of labor is probably somewhere close to $14 to $18 an hour. But what are you going to do? You're either going to go out of business or you're going to move to Mexico, and that's what they're doing. We American manufacturers are building $2 billion worth of new manufacturing plants in Mexico. But then that's still not the whole story. Before the NAFTA agreement, European and Pacific Rim manufacturers that wanted to sell stuff in America built plants in America because it makes sense. You build the plant here, you produce it here, you don't have the shipping cost. It's a good way to do business. Do you think any of these guys are going to build plants in America? Heck no. They're building plants in Mexico. It's cheaper to produce. They have a younger labor pool. They're building billions of dollars worth of plants in Mexico for production of goods, not for sale in Mexico, for sale in the United States. Altogether, this has lost America over 7 million jobs so far in 10 years. Almost a million jobs a year. And then the president runs around saying, oh, we've created new jobs.
He said
does not create jobs.
Doctor, he said 7 million the other day. I heard him with my own ears.
Yeah. Hey, government doesn't create jobs. They don't. Government is a collector of taxes and a spender of your money. That's it. They don't create jobs. So he doesn't create any jobs to start with. And what jobs are being created in the United States are mostly service sector jobs. And those type of jobs pay, on average, 40% less than manufacturing jobs. So that's the benefit of NAFTA. And then they go and expand that to CAFTA. They're still talking about FTAA. I mean, you know, what does it take to get through to these hardheads?
Well, where is it that the culpability of our United States Congress in voting and passing for CAFTA, as they did with NAFTA? I mean, I can remember this, Doctor, very, very well, that when NAFTA rolled around, and people sniffed this thing out. The faxes, the emails, the phone calls were going over to Washington, D.C. were 9 to 1, mind you, against entering this. So what does Congress
87%.
Do? 87%. So what does Congress do? They have to wheel this thing into the House, and literally in a wheelbarrow, and none of these politicians even read it, but they voted on it. Now
But you know, it was never ratified by the Senate. In order for a treaty to be enacted, you need a two-thirds majority in the Senate, and they didn't get that. And that's why Clinton passed NAFTA as an executive order. I know this is somewhat obscure, but it's quite interesting because the United Steelworkers brought a lawsuit in Birmingham, Alabama, and I offer testimony in that case. And what they said is this enactment of this treaty or this agreement is illegal. And it's illegal because the president is not allowed to make law, and the ratification of a treaty is the making of law. And it got quite interesting because the court said, no, that's not the case, and it went up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court denied hearing the appellate court case and said that this was a legislative matter and the court was not going to rule on it. In other words, it was such a hot potato, they didn't want to touch it.
We've got a situation here. We're running a large deficit with Mexico because you mentioned there are no tariffs. There's no taxes. There's no nothing.
Right.
These manufacturers are building their products down in Mexico using that cheap labor pool. But there's a different twist on this now. The labor pool is now sitting inside the United States. How is and where are the labor unions?
Well, this is of course is the means used to depress the salaries of Americans. Look, it's really simple. Most people don't look at this in a very broad sense. And if you look at this in a very broad sense, then you have to say, what would be the ultimate outcome? What's the plan here? Why are these things happening? And these things are happening because these people want to change our society and they want to destroy America. And the way to do that is there's two ways in which you can destroy a society, and only two. One is to bring in so much influence that isn't dissimilar to the existing structure so that it disrupts it. So what you do is you bring in, we now have between legal and illegal immigrants, probably around 34 million in this country. These are mostly Mexicans, Central Americans, and Asians. Now, the Asians are okay because they work and they assimilate. The problem is that the Central and South Americans do not assimilate. They refuse to learn the language, and they, you know, and as a consequence, they basically rupture the cohesion within our society. And the second thing you do is you start wars of empire and you ship a lot of particularly young men out of the country. We have right now between regular military and mercenaries, which are, you know, American mercenaries, we have over 300,000 people serving overseas, men. These are mostly young men. So this further disrupts the society, and it disrupts families, particularly when you keep extending the tours of duties of these military people. You know, they just extended all of the guys in Iraq.
He just fuzzed out on me here. Okay. We're dealing with that right now. Do me a favor while you're getting the good doctor back. Bring up my caller here in Michigan, Colton. In Michigan. Hello, Colton. Go ahead.
I was wondering, the speech that you read last week, given by that fellow sometime in 1961, is that going to be available so I can download it from your website?
As soon as we get the website back up, it will be included, yes.
When might that be?
That was Benjamin Friedman. In a couple of days.
Okay, fine. Any progress on a new frequency to supplement or to do away with that 12 megs, which is no good here at all?
Actually, we're on 50-50 for that, for the 4 to 6, and then on until 11 o'clock at night, and then we switch over to 32-15, sir. But during the day, that 12-180, yeah, that is sketchy at times. We're working on a new frequency.
Can I keep asking when it's going to happen next time I call?
Sure. Hopefully you won't have to call because it'll already have happened.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
Bye.
Okay, I've got the good doctor back. You fuzzed out on me there, doctor.
Yeah. I disappeared.
Yes, you did.
Right over the horizon. I don't know where we were.
Okay. It's basically talking about the labor pools and the assimilation process.
Oh, yeah.
Who is assimilating? And
of course, when you let's say you have a society, and let's say the society consists of a village, and you have 100 people living in the village, and let's say out of that 100 people, you take 20 young men and you send them to fight a war somewhere, and then you import 40 people who speak a different language, who refuse to learn your language, into this community. What happens to the community? It completely disintegrates. And this is the basic plan. And you know, it's It's not advertised as such, but that's what's happening and that's what's being done.
The situation that we're running up against, and I'll run this by you. I've asked other guests that I've had on this program. We're all up in arms about George Bush and his illegal war in Iraq. We're suspecting that they're trying to bait Iran into a confrontation of some sort.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're looking at the situation, and the impeachment word has been thrown out. Investigating, get George Bush, you know, nail him on this deal. He lied to the American people. But, Doctor, as I look at this, and I've called the Iraq scenario kind of a wag the dog scenario, because we are in the midst of a global governance takeover here in this country, perpetrated by the very man that's sitting in the Oval Office right now. But I'm looking at this, and I'm going, well, wait a minute. Yeah, the Iraq war, we should not be there. We should be out right now. I listened to hours and hours of the rhetoric and the politicians posing. And I mean, it's almost laughable if people were not dying over this. But I'm looking at this situation. I'm going, well, why are we focusing on George Bush and Iraq? Why are we doing that? Why can't we nail this guy for treason against the United States of America and its Constitution by doing this agreement, quote-unquote agreement, that he signed a couple of years ago? Why can't we go after this man and anybody that takes part in the deconstructing of America? Why can't we bring them up on charges of treason?
Well, let me run something by you. People usually don't think about things like this, but let me run something by you. You know, if we're going to get rid of Bush, we got to get rid of Cheney, because Cheney's probably even worse than Bush. So we're talking about a president and a vice president, both of which are a disaster for this country. The question then comes up, who is the third person in power? That's Nancy Pelosi. That very fact prevents the impeachment possibility. When people look at Bush and Cheney, they say, okay, sure, they're no good, they're bad, they've lied to us, they've done all these bad, horrible things, they've started wars and all of this. But then they look at Nancy Pelosi, and that scares them to death. Personally, I don't think that's such a serious problem, but I very, very strongly doubt that impeachment is a possibility. In order for impeachment to go ahead, Nancy Pelosi would have to concur with impeachment, and she has said repeatedly that she would not entertain this on the floor of the House. And as you know, it's the House of Representatives that has to begin an impeachment process. I don't think we're going to see that, and I don't think in the present way our Senate is structured, in that our Senate is popularly elected, that an impeachment is even possible. I mean, we saw what happened with Bush. We know that with Clinton. We know that Clinton was guilty. Everybody in the country knew he was guilty. The Bar Association knew he was guilty. They disbarred him. But we couldn't get him impeached. We couldn't get him impeached because the Senate, the way it's structured today, with the change that took place in 1913, will never impeach a president. I don't think they'll impeach a federal judge either. So,
what would be the, since you're talking about Nancy Pelosi, by the way, I just remembered this. The other day the story broke about Dianne Feinstein that's on some very powerful committees in Washington, D.C., an appropriations committee. Her husband got awarded a big, fat military contract. You know, these sorts of things go on all the time.
That's nothing new. I mean, her husband is a big-time lawyer and executive. You know, he's been getting contracts since she's been a senator. I wrote an article, I don't know, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, and I must have listed 10 senators whose spouses use their maiden names and are all huge recipients of government contracts. You know, this is just the way things work in Washington. It's nothing new. You know, it's part of the part and parcel of the corruption that Sodom on the Potomac consists of.
We have a serious situation here in this country, Doctor. Do you perceive the American people being able to wake up in time to stop this free trade area of America agreements?
Well, I tend to think, John, that it may be moot. The opposition in the Latin American countries, particularly the third world countries, is very strong. Argentina is now beholden to Venezuela, and so is Bolivia. They're both strong opponents. The country that was the strongest possibility was Brazil. I think they're going to do something with Chile, and I think that Chile might develop into a free trade zone. But, you know, the thing is that these people have been talking about this not only to South America. They've been talking with the Bulgarians, with people all over the world under the WTO agreements to reduce all tariffs down to zero internationally. And these people suffer under the delusion that America will gain by this because we will gain an export. And that's absolutely stupid. Our labor costs are the highest in the world. Why in the heck would anybody buy anything from us? They can buy it at half the price from anybody else.
But there was something that went along with those high labor costs. We had a very high standard of living.
We also have high production rates. You know, I mean, our per capita output is also the highest in the world. But, I mean, you know, look, one of the arguments, one of the really strong arguments at the beginning of NAFTA was that if NAFTA was enacted, the wages of the average Mexican blue-collar worker would rise, and he would then be able to afford to buy an American car, et cetera, et cetera. And the prediction was right. Their average wage rose from $1.39 to $1.44. And with $1.44 an hour, are they going to buy a Buick? You must be kidding me. They'll be lucky if they come buy a bicycle. You know? So all of these arguments that were used by NAFTA and which are being again used with further trade agreements and trade talks, they're all nefarious lies. They have absolutely nothing to do with reality. They're just pipe dreams of bureaucrats. And the sad thing is, you know, we have these trade representatives, and believe me, when I worked for Commerce, you know, when I was an advisor to Commerce through the DEC, I met a lot of these people. And they may be nice people, and they may be well-intentioned, but none of them live in the real world. None of them ever worked in a manufacturing plant. None of them even worked in a retail office. They are people who graduated from Dartmouth College and went to work for the government. They're not qualified to make trade treaties. They're absolutely unqualified to do that. It's ludicrous to have people who are not industry-based negotiating treaties for us. And that's where these people come from. They come out of particularly Dartmouth and other colleges, but Dartmouth a great many because they have a very large school of government. And it's just nuts to have these people negotiate. Sure, if you want to have these people working in the Department of Commerce or the government, fine. Then put them out in a farm, put him to work in industry for 5 years, and after that, then put him in the government. But to have them come out of college and then work for the government and to be instrumental in negotiating treaties with these people, I mean, we're the laughing stock of the world. You know what they call these people in the negotiations behind their back? They call them the American College Boys.
The American College Boys?
Yeah, well, you know, like they play football and basketball and stuff like that, you know, but they don't know anything of what they're doing, you know?
We're coming up on a break here in just a couple of seconds, and when I get back, I want to close out this segment of the National Intel Report, and then we'll roll into hour two, and we'll, of course, also take your calls into the next hour. We'll take that break here in just a couple of seconds, and Doctor will join you here in about 3 minutes and wrap up this segment of this edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band.
We have just a couple of minutes left. Doctor, any parting shots for our audience out there?
They,
Well, I don't know. You know, it's very difficult. I'm so pessimistic about what's happening in this country. It's really distressing. I came to America in 1952, and it was the greatest country in the world. And it's been going downhill ever since. And it's really, really distressing to me. I guess what you would call a foreign-born patriot, and it's very upsetting to me to see what's happening to our great nation.
It is, and the problem has been because of the controlled medias in this country that people do not hear honest dialogue. They do not hear honest debate. When you have an honest debate, Doctor, one side makes their position, the other side makes their position, and then you get to squabble about the details that you're talking about.
Yes, but, and the people get to choose.
Exactly. They're allowed.
We don't have that. You're quite right. I mean, the last presidential election was more than a perfect example of that. Both candidates, there was essentially no difference between their foreign and domestic policies at all.
Well, they've been making a lot of hay on the networks about this is going to be a very interesting presidential election because so many people are throwing their hats in the ring. Well, those hats are being tossed back out as soon as they're being thrown in. But the one thing that does excite me, and I talked to some legal people today, and I mentioned the name Ron Paul, and I was getting back from these people, I agree with 75-80% of what that guy says and what he does. I think this might be the lightning rod in this country.
As a matter of fact, you're quite right. I have been pushing every radio show that I got. I've been pushing Ron. For those who don't know, he's a congressman from the 14th Texas District, and he is the only congressman that I really like. He's a really good man. He has the right ideas. He understands how the economy functions, how finance works. He would make a wonderful president.
And here would be a man that would understand foreign policy to the extent of not damaging anybody and reinforcing what the United States is with our friends and allies and neighbors around the world.
Yeah, and he'd bring the troops home.
In a heartbeat. Well, I heard Hillary today demanding that the troops be home by next January. Not going to happen. Hey, look, Dr. Krieg, I appreciate your time, sir. We'll have to reschedule and bring you back on the program.
It's really great, John, and I hope you keep well and that RBN does as well as it has in the past.
We will endeavor to pursue that. That's for sure.
And I'll help any way I can.
Okay, well, I appreciate it very much, Doctor.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Adrian Krieg, if you go to his website, ladies and gentlemen, you can read his many different articles. It is www.kriegbooks.com. He's got commentary up there, his books, a lot of good information. And we would suggest that you go to that site. Well, it's one of those things that you can bookmark. He's a very fine man, and he's been doing a lot. And a lot of good people have good stuff to say about this guy. All right, hour two coming up in just a few minutes, and I am going to, in the next hour, this is something I did not want to do, but obviously I'm forced to do this. I don't like being forced, by the way, but I'm going to read you a prepared statement that was written by my wife between last night and this morning, and it's rather telling as to what's been going on. And by the way, when we get back, we'll tell you how you can download the free streaming, okay, on 32, 16, and 8 kilobit feeds. I think we got the 32 and the 16 ready. Oh, you're still working on the 16? We've got the 32 ready to go. Probably by the end of the program, we'll have the other IP addresses. You can go directly to hear rbnlive.com. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights.